It's Spotlight, the place on the radio that could help you feel better. Now, let's go to our host and his special guest with today's edition of Spotlight.
And hello and welcome to another edition of Spotlight, the place on the radio. As we search to find solutions to chronic discomfort that can plague so many of us, today we're going to talk about some of the advances in technology, allowing our generation ways to deal with chronic discomfort and soreness that perhaps a couple decades ago just didn't seem possible. And today we're going to discuss knee discomfort and hip discomfort and an exciting advancement called Mako, Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. So how about if you sit back and relax and get ready on the other side as we introduce our guest, Dr. Joshua Murphy, with Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati and Fairfield, and also Arrow Springs. As Spotlight continues on the other side.
Don't touch that dial as Spotlight continues after a word from Stryker. That's Stryker with a Y instead of an I. If you would like to learn more, simply go to aboutstryker.com. And that's Stryker with a Y instead of an I. That's aboutstryker.com. As Spotlight continues right after this.
Today, there are joint replacement technologies available that may be able to help you get moving again. If you're ready to get moving again, call 888-STRIKER or visit aboutstryker.com to find an orthopedic surgeon in your area. Individual results vary. Not all patients will have the same post-operative recovery and activity level. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, let's get back to more of today's edition of Spotlight.
And we welcome you back to Spotlight. It's the place on the radio as we search to find solutions to chronic discomfort and soreness that can plague so many of us. Our special guest, who is going to take some calls with me on the topic of chronic knee discomfort and also chronic hip discomfort. And we're going to talk about an exciting advancement called Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Our special guest is Dr. Joshua Murphy with Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. And before we get into our topic at hand and introduce Dr. Murphy, let me tell you about him. First of all, he is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hip and knee resurfacing. Dr. Murphy is fellowship trained, having completed his fellowship in adult hip and knee reconstruction at the Midwest Orthopedics Rush University Hospital in Chicago. Dr. Murphy is a graduate of the University of Louisville School of Medicine in Louisville, Kentucky. He performed his orthopedic surgery residency at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Dr. Murphy currently enjoys surgical privileges at Christ Hospital, Bethesda North Hospital, Jewish Hospital, TriHealth Evendale Surgery Center, and Mercy Fairfield Hospital.
Well, I want to say first, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to get on and let the public know that there are some options out there. And with today's technology, there are a lot of things out there, a lot of resources for people, and it's really a shame that people do not seek out better opportunities because there are opportunities and treatment options out there.
Doctor, first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about knee discomfort today on Spotlight. And what would you say at your practice at Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, what would you say is the number one cause of knee discomfort that you see there?
It's really a repetitive microtrauma type of circumstance, meaning that people have been active throughout their life and they've been, if you will, beating up their joints, especially the knees, over a period of time. And for a lot of people, they don't have pain until they have an inciting event, whether it be a meniscal tear or a cartilaginous injury, which really brings them in because prior to that, although they may have some discomfort, they really didn't have the tipping point to come in and be evaluated. But this is something that has been chronic and building up over years for most people.
We visit today on Spotlight. Our guest is Dr. Joshua Murphy, Reconstructive Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. When I use the term arthritis, and I know you see a lot of folks that have arthritis, what does that mean? And is there a particular type of arthritis that you see folks presenting with in your practice?
Arthritis, for the most part, is a chronic condition which basically refers to wear and tear of the joint surface. And the most common type is really what we call osteoarthritis, which is your general wear and tear arthritis. There are other types of arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis. There are systemic inflammatory disorders, which are more rare, but the vast majority of what I see is osteoarthritis, which is basically that you lose your cartilage surfaces over time, and then the joint's response to that loss of cartilage surfaces, where bone spurs are formed, and the knee gets very angry with a synovitis, which causes a lot of pain and swelling and discomfort.
And does that kind of tie into what you were talking about before, that repetitive type of wear that you see?
It is, because it's something that develops over time. It's not like flipping a light switch on. One day you don't have arthritis, the next day you do. It's something that's been going on for a very long time, and people have a gradual buildup in their symptoms. And some people live with very bad symptoms for a very long period of time.
We're going to talk knee discomfort and also hip discomfort today on Spotlight. Doctor, let's say somebody's listening right now and they say, you know, I'm going to give Dr. Murphy a call and I'm going to go see him at Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in either Cincinnati, Fairfield, or Arrow Springs. And let's say they come in, doctor. What's that first appointment like? Can you walk me through what a first appointment would be like with you?
Sure. We always start with what we call a history, which is a brief synopsis of the patient's concerns, complaints, and their symptoms. And based on that, it's really directed towards a focused physical examination on what's bothering them. That in conjunction with most likely radiographs or x-rays to help develop a diagnosis and to find a treatment option. We talk a lot about the things that the patients have tried in the past to alleviate their symptoms, how long things have been going on. There's a lot of people that have been under care of their primary care physician for a long period of time, but haven't seen an orthopedic specialist yet. So I really like to know what all has been tried so that I can better grasp what else we can do for the patient.
I wondered, are you able to discern what's going on with someone just by talking to them, or do you need an x-ray to see what's going on?
An x-ray is a confirmatory test. If you see as many people with knee complaints, knee arthritis, knee injuries as I do, history is very important, and based on what people are telling me, I can oftentimes focus in very quickly. But really, a radiograph or an x-ray is needed in order to confirm the diagnosis.
Well, that's interesting. So what sorts of things are you looking to hear somebody say that may let you know that they're pretty far down the track as far as maybe an arthritic condition is concerned?
Stiffness in the morning. First step out of bed is terrible. As they walk around a little bit, their knee loosens up. They can walk a little bit better. If they have a busy day, whether it's being at the ball game all day, doing a lot of walking at the mall, at the end of the night, they're miserable. They go to bed early. They have a toothache in their knee. Those type of things really starts to key me in, because to me that means that the knee is swelling and it's becoming stiff overnight. And when they first wake up in the morning, they have a difficult time moving it. And then at the end of a long day, the knee is once again swollen again. And that's really a picture of an arthritic condition.
Back to the x-ray. Do you ever have somebody come in? Because I understand that people say pain tolerances are different for different folks, and different folks feel things differently, and depending on who we are. I wonder if you ever look at an x-ray and go, geez, how is this person functioning? And yet that person doesn't seem to be in that much discomfort. And then maybe you'll look at an x-ray and it doesn't look like it's all that bad, yet someone's in agony. Does that ever happen with you?
All the time. Quite common. We don't, in the medical field, have a good reason why some people are able to tolerate such arthritic conditions. There's times I see people where I walk in the room and I look at the x-ray and I think to myself, wow, how in the world is this patient continuing to walk around? But that's more rare. The more common scenario are, like I mentioned earlier, people that may have had some discomfort, have never seen a specialist, have never seen anyone, never had x-rays, never had an examination, and all of a sudden there's a tipping point for them where they say, now my symptoms are so bad, I can't deal with this. And it's probably because they're early in the arthritic process, and x-rays don't always pick up all the degenerative changes that have been occurring inside the knee. So people can have a very reactive synovitis that is causing a significant amount of pain, and that's really associated with the early arthritic condition.
That is extremely interesting. We visit today on Spotlight Dr. Joshua Murphy is our guest, Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. We are going to go to the phones here momentarily. Before we do, Doctor, I'd imagine you go around town and people meet you, and we've already established you're a pretty active guy. You live in a beautiful part of the world. When you run into somebody and you tell them you're an orthopedic surgeon, I would imagine they probably think, this guy operates on people all day. That's not true, though, is it? There are a ton of non-operative ways that you have to treat the kind of maladies that we're discussing here. And I'm wondering, could you unpack some of those for us?
Yeah, it's really very interesting, the term orthopedic surgeon. You know, surgery is something that we obviously do, but probably 50% of most orthopedic surgeons practice in the office and in a non-operative capacity. With respect to hip and knee arthritis, and specifically knee arthritis as we're discussing it here, non-operative options, I try to categorize them, and I try to begin with the most conservative options for people. Oftentimes, physical therapy, whether it's a formal physical therapy session or a directed program so that people can learn the right exercises to do on their own, can be very beneficial to strengthen the quadriceps and hamstring muscles, which stabilize the knee, and early in the arthritic process can actually alleviate a lot of the symptoms. That in combination with medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are recommended for the treatment of arthritis, and that's really to decrease the inflammation and the swelling associated with the knee arthritis. So for most people, maintaining the appropriate strength and keeping the swelling down can go a long ways as far as their symptomatic relief. When those type of things aren't working well, sometimes we get involved with things like injections into the joint itself, and usually that's with medications like corticosteroid injections, which is a very potent anti-inflammatory, which you can apply directly to the knee to once again decrease that inflammation, which is really what causes most of the pain associated with the arthritis. And there are other types of injections, which are loosely termed viscosupplementation injections, which are synthetic components that mimic hyaluronic acid, which is the natural composition of the knee. And those are really the most of the non-operative options. There are some people with deformity that can benefit from braces that help correct their deformity, and sometimes a softer brace can help the swelling as well.
How about weight loss? Can that be a component in terms of helping somebody get out of knee discomfort if they lose a few pounds?
Absolutely. There's a lot of biomechanical studies out there that have demonstrated the forces that the knee sees when going from a sitting to a standing position and being in a flex position, and it's estimated to be around 3 to 4 times the body weight is seen through the knee during a normal cycle. And what that means is that if, you know, you lose 10 or 20 pounds, that's really 40 to 80 pounds of force that you can take off of the knee. When you start multiplying things like that, you can really see that you can decrease the forces that the knee sees significantly by losing weight.
We're going to jump to the phones here. I do want to remind you, you're enjoying Spotlight today. We're talking about knee discomfort. We will talk hip discomfort in our next segment. So if that's something that you or someone you know is going through, have them tune in. Right now we focus on the knees, and I'm going to encourage our listeners to please keep your comments and questions to the knee, and we'll get as many folks in as we can. Also, please be as brief as possible with your comments as we visit today with Dr. Joshua Murphy, Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. Let's go to our first call today and get our first call in here. Hello and welcome to Spotlight.
I have really enjoyed today's show. I've got to tell you, I've been having terrible problems with my joints for about 5 years now. In fact, my knee and hip pain are unbearable at times. It takes me forever to get going in the morning. And I'm in my late 50s, and I've conveyed this to my doctor, but he doesn't seem ready to give me the go-ahead on getting surgery. What can I do?
In that circumstance, I would suggest obtaining a consultation with an orthopedic surgeon and at least having the radiographic and physical examination analysis and to at least learn about your options. There's nothing better than knowledge. Knowledge is power. And at least by having a consultation and learning about your condition, you can at least know what's available to you, know the technologies that are available to you, and the expected outcome over a given time period. So that would be my real recommendation.
Doctor, we're talking about knees and surgery, and I keep seeing a term online. I wonder if you could help me. something called Mako robotic arm assisted surgery. I know you're familiar with it. In doing some research, it seems to me that the Mako robotic arm assisted surgery and the surgical procedure appears different from some other approaches as it relates to knee replacement. First of all, what is Mako robotic arm assisted surgery, and how does this approach differ from other approaches?
So what the Mako robotic arm assisted surgery is that you're able to obtain a preoperative template of the patient's anatomy, and we do that with a CAT scan or a CT scan. So prior to ever making an incision on the patient, you know what to expect as far as their bony anatomy goes, and you can plan the position of the components or the prosthesis that you put into the knee that makes up the knee replacement. So you get a plan ahead of time, and then when you're in the operating room performing the operation like you would normally do, making your incision and exposing the bony surfaces, you're afforded the ability to use a robotic-assisted arm to help guide bone removal and placement of the implant. And what that does is it creates ability to make possibly smaller incision.
You were talking, doctor, about the possibility of placing the implant, perhaps better with this technology. Is that what you just said, and why would that be important?
Well, traditionally, this has all been guided by surgeon intraoperative decision making, meaning that the surgeon looks at the bony surfaces, they select how much bone to take off based on some different guides that are applied to the outside of the bone. And it's really something that surgeons are using their knowledge of anatomy to guide. In the situation with the Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery, you've already selected with accurate templating software based on a CT scan. You've already selected where you want to remove bone and where you want to place the implant. The robotic arm guides you in doing that.
As we visit today on the program, Dr. Joshua Murphy is our guest, reconstructive orthopedics and sports medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. Doctor, you were talking before about small incisions. How is that possible to use such a small incision, and how small are we talking about?
Well, with my patients, I tend to make the size incision I need in order to get the implants in the appropriate position. So if you need a large incision, then that's what you need. The benefit of having technology such as Mako available is that you don't have to obtain as wide of an exposure to make the bone resection. The robotic-assisted arm for Mako allows you to come in at better angles such that you don't have to make as wide of an incision.
This procedure, do you use it with every patient?
I do not. It's patient-specific. The Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery is for a partial knee replacement, and that's for people that have arthritis that is really isolated to one compartment of their knee, whether it's the inside or medial compartment, the lateral or outside compartment, or the kneecap compartment, which we call the patellofemoral compartment. For people that have more severe arthritis involving all three compartments or tricompartmental arthritis, they're really more candidates for the conventional total knee arthroplasty.
Dr. Joshua Murphy is our guest, reconstructive orthopedics and sports medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. I do want to remind you we're in the midst of a great show. And incidentally, today's program is being brought to you by Stryker Orthopedics. And if you'd like to learn more about knee discomfort and some potential treatment options, you're invited to go to patients.stryker.com. And that is spelled patients.stryker.com, and that Stryker spelled with a Y instead of an I. Again, patients.stryker.com. You're going to find some great information there on the treatment of other types of joint discomfort as well. So again, check out patients.stryker.com. Also, do want to remind you the opinions today expressed by Dr. Murphy are those of Dr. Murphy and do not necessarily comport with the opinions of Stryker. And on that note, we'll be back. More of our conversation with Dr. Joshua Murphy, reconstructive orthopedics and sports medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs, as Spotlight continues right after this.
Don't touch that dial as Spotlight continues after a word from Stryker. That's Stryker with a Y instead of an I. If you would like to learn more, simply go to aboutstryker.com, and that's Stryker with a Y instead of an I. That's aboutstryker.com. As Spotlight continues right after this.
Today, there are joint replacement technologies available that may be able to help you get moving again. If you're ready to get moving again, call 888-STRIKER or visit aboutstryker.com to find an orthopedic surgeon in your area. Individual results vary. Not all patients will have the same post-operative recovery and activity level. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, let's get back to more of today's edition of Spotlight.
And we welcome you back to Spotlight. Today, we're honored to have on Spotlight with us Dr. Joshua Murphy, Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. I was telling you off the top of our program today that we were going to discuss knee discomfort and also hip discomfort. We did talk about knee discomfort in our first segment. And I guess the first thing I want to do, Dr. Murphy, is welcome you back. And, you know, we were reading your bio off the top. How in the world did you get into triathlons and some of the other things that you do? That sounds like self-torture.
I actually enjoy it. I find it a way to stay in shape and to constantly be trying things new. I'm not a swimmer by any means, but I taught myself to do some competition swimming, and I'm not a cyclist by any means, but, you know, I got on the bike and learned to be efficient at it. Running is something that I've always done, but if you run every day, all the time, you really pound on your joints. So I was kind of looking for something that I could offload my lower extremity joints on by and still be able to stay fit and active.
Doctor, I was saying before off the top, we were talking about knee discomfort, and it's got to be tough for you to see people come into your practice when they lose those activities. You know, our leisure time and the things we can do when we're away from work or if we're retired, maybe the possibility of playing with a grandkid or working outside in the garden, you know, just some of these things that bring us joy. It's got to be tough for you to see people come in that state. And I would think it's got to be really gratifying for you to have a hand in getting people back to those activities, doctor, they enjoy.
Being an orthopedic surgeon is incredibly gratifying. Having a patient that is really struggling functionally, whether you do it via operative or non-operative means, having them come back and you see them increase their functionality and doing very well is one of the most gratifying things that I've been able to be a part of in my entire life. And I look forward to doing it every day and doing it for a long time.
Let me ask you, we were talking about the first appointment as it relates to knee discomfort. What is the first appointment like, say, if somebody's listening to us, a Dr. Joshua Murphy, and they say, you know, I'm going to pick the phone up or I'm going to get on the internet and call the folks at Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, either Cincinnati, Fairfield, or Arrow Springs. Say they come in and see you and it's a hip issue. What is that first appointment like, say, versus for the knee?
Well, the hip can have pain, and patients oftentimes will say they have hip pain, although it's not really, from an orthopedic surgeon's anatomic perspective, not necessarily directly related to the hip. So I always ask patients, you know, where does it hurt? And that's really my first clue. Pain that's coming from the hip joint itself tends to be in the groin, down in the medial thigh, and maybe even radiating down to the inside of the knee. Oftentimes patients are having pain on the outside or the lateral aspect of their hip, which is really more related to a bursitis, which is a muscle strength and stretching type of phenomenon. The posterior buttock pain is more often than not either related to sciatic nerve pathology, or you can also have tendonitis involved with the gluteus maximus and other musculature around the hip.
Which is really interesting, because I was reading that online in preparation for today's program, and I want to make sure the listener understands what you said. In other words, folks will grab that outside and go, oh, my hip hurts, you know, and they'll put their hand on their side the way you see some people do, and they go, oh, I got terrible problems with my hip, and it's my hip, and they come and see you, and you say, actually, ma'am or sir, it's not your hip at all. I'd imagine people are really surprised when they find that out from you.
Oftentimes they are. You can almost see the people's deep concern on their face because they fear they're going to be diagnosed with something that's going to oftentimes require surgery. But when it comes to hip bursitis or trochanteric bursitis, which is really a muscle phenomenon, it's really, really common. One of the more common things I see in my clinic is that people come in thinking that there's something wrong with their hip joint, and it's really something that can be managed with local care with appropriate exercises.
Dr. Joshua Murphy's our guest, reconstructive orthopedics and sports medicine, Cincinnati and Fairfield and also Arrow Springs. Today, we talked about knee discomfort. Now we're talking about the hip. Doctor, we were talking about non-operative treatments for the knee before. What about the hip? Do you have a myriad of things, or is it a little more limited?
It's a touch more limited with the hip. And the reason is unlike the knee, which you can kind of isolate the knee, strengthening the knee really helps offload people's symptoms. Once again, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications are the first line of treatment. We can do injections into the hip joint as well, which, like the knee, can decrease the inflammation and provide patients with comfort. So there are options, but they're a touch more limited with the hip. And unfortunately, people with hip arthritis tend to have a faster progression to severe symptoms. They have a harder time getting away from their pain. And what I mean by that is, if your knee hurts, you can kind of keep your knee straight and you can limp around on it. The hip is in the center of the body, and when you roll over in bed, when you bend over to put your shoes on, when you get in and out of a car, when you do some very basic things that you do all day long, you kind of have a square peg in a round hole phenomenon, and everything you do causes the symptoms to increase. So it's very hard to live with hip arthritis once you have it.
What seems to hurt more from your patients? The knee issues when it comes to knee arthritis or these hip issues with hip arthritis?
I would say hip arthritis. When people begin having symptoms with hip arthritis, it's very difficult to get their symptoms completely eradicated. And it comes on very fast, and it tends to be a very quick progression to them either necessitating or electing for surgical means. Like I mentioned previously, you just can't move your body without moving your hip. It's like a rib fracture. If you break your rib, every time you breathe, your rib really hurts, and you have to breathe to live. The hip is the same way. It's very difficult to not move your hip, and everything you do in your life causes motion at the hip, and you feel it all day long.
Let me ask you, we were talking before about Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. We defined what that meant. We were talking about its uses for the knee. Are there applications for the hip with that technology?
Absolutely. Total hip replacement with Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery is a useful and available technology. Total hip replacement can be performed utilizing this technology, so it's absolutely available.
So if you can, what are advantages or potential advantages for Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery when it comes to the hip and alignment and placement of implant? Are they also in play with this technology as far as the hip goes?
Yes, with the Mako technology, you're afforded a additive information feedback in order to be able to place these implants in the right position. So once again, you have a CT scan or a CAT scan that you've done preoperatively that has a three-dimensional model of your pelvis and your femur bone. Before you ever make an incision on the patient, you have a defined preoperative plan about where you want to place these components, and you can look at it in a 180 degrees, 360 degrees around and make sure that you're pleased with the position of these components before you even start the operation. And once you start the operation and you're ready to remove bone and then place the implants in the right position, the robotic arm-assisted surgery allows you to be accurate and really helps guide the placement of the components where you preoperatively templated it. So it's a way to take what's in your mind and what you want to do as far as a plan and execute it with increased accuracy.
Would everybody be a good candidate for Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery, this total hip procedure you're talking about? In other words, is there any patient where the use of this advanced technology maybe would not be appropriate?
I suppose if you had severe deformity that would obscure some of the findings, there's a potential that the Mako technology would not be applicable.
Dr. Joshua Murphy is our guest, reconstructive orthopedics and sports medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. Back to the phones we go. We're going to grab another call. Be our first call in this segment. Welcome to the program. You are on with Dr. Murphy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is about pain. If I have total hip replacement surgery, how much will it relieve my pain?
Well, that's a good question. So hip arthritis tends to, as I previously mentioned, really have pain in the groin area. And most people will tell you after hip replacement surgery, almost immediately after surgery, they have relief of the arthritic pain. After the surgery, of course, you would have some pain as it relates to the surgical incision and the surgical dissection itself. However, that's more of a discomfort that's related to, you know, the actual techniques versus that deep arthritic pain that really causes people to have debilitating symptoms.
Dr. Murphy, I'm getting a signal through the glass that it's time to wrap up our conversation. It's been really fascinating today having you on Spotlight. It's been great talking with you. It's our custom to allow our expert guests like yourself to have the final word. So with that in mind, is there anything else you'd like to add to today's conversation before we conclude our program? Go right ahead, Doctor. The floor is yours.
Well, thanks for having me first. It's been a real pleasure. I think for the listeners, what I would like to reiterate is that there are a lot of options out there, and the position of today's technology as it relates to hip and knee arthritis and hip and knee pain and symptoms, there's so many different options to help alleviate your symptoms, and not all of those are surgical. Surgery is really utilized to treat people that have symptoms that are recalcitrant to all the other non-operative measures. So knowing that, you're really, I think, doing yourself a disservice by not at least seeking a consultation and looking into the potential options. Because there really are a lot of different things out there, and people can do well for a long period of time without having an operation, whether it's with, you know, therapy, medications, or things like injections. Knowledge is powerful, and knowing what's going on is something that patients are afforded the privilege of having access to here in the United States. So I would recommend having a consultation and learning more about your condition.
Dr. Joshua Murphy, you shared some powerful stuff with us today, and our best to you at Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs. Thank you so much, Doctor, for stopping by and visiting with us today.
It was my pleasure. I really had a good time. Thanks for having me.
And as I thank Dr. Joshua Murphy one more time with Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs for joining us today on the program, I do want to remind you, today's show has been brought to you by Stryker Orthopedics. And if you'd like to learn more about hip discomforts and potential treatment options, you're invited to go to patients.stryker.com. That is patients.stryker.com. Again, patients.stryker.com. You'll see some great information on the treatment of other types of joint discomfort there, physician locator to help you find an orthopedic surgeon in your area, and much, much more. Also want to remind you today, the opinions expressed by Dr. Murphy are those of Dr. Murphy and do not necessarily comport with the opinions of Stryker. On that note, I want to thank Dr. Joshua Murphy, Reconstructive Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Cincinnati, Fairfield, and Arrow Springs for his appearance today. Boy, it really was a pleasure bringing this to you. And once again, how about if you come back next time, same place, as once again, we will shine our spotlight. The preceding program is sponsored by Stryker. The information presented is for educational purposes only. Patients with joint discomfort may be candidates for total joint replacement, and joint replacement's not for everyone. And like any surgery, involves certain risks. Talk to your doctor and visit us at aboutstryker.com for more information about whether this treatment is right for you. Individual results vary. The life of joint replacement depends on age, activity level, and other factors. Surgery involves risks and recovery time. Only an orthopedic surgeon can help you decide if surgery is right for you.
If you would like to learn more, simply go to aboutstryker.com. And that's Stryker with a Y instead of an I. That's aboutstryker.com. Be sure to join us next week for another edition of Spotlight.